Welcome, everybody, to the Riding with Rose Hill podcast. I'm Mitch.
And I'm Blake.
And you are Riding with Rose Hill.
The podcast, coming to you live from the hill here in Cypress, Texas, will take place once a week where Mitch and I will discuss a wide variety of topics. Life, love, sex, drugs,
and rock and roll.
And all other things mythical and mystical about life in the music business. We'd also like to encourage everybody that if you have a specific topic you'd like Mitch and I to discuss,
just send it on into our Facebook page. Let the podcast begin.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Riding with Rose Hill podcast, live in Cypress, Texas.
Still chilly.
It's not really live. I don't know why I said live from Cypress, Texas. I think this is live right now.
It's live enough. It's live for the next 30 minutes or whatever.
Well, sorry for not as chipper as normal. It's kind of a late night last night, and that's kind of what we're going to talk about here on the podcast. Talk about our Wednesday fun day we had yesterday. I don't know how much. I got 3 hours of sleep last night, Mitch. How much?
It was worth it, though, man. I mean, what a whirlwind. We found out Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah, let me give you a look. We're talking about the KIK here in Houston. There's a station called 100.3 KILT or KILT. And every year, their big signature event around Christmas time is the Tin Man Jam. They get 10...
It's a pretty cool event, yeah. Really. I mean, they pick 10 artists, different every year. Sometimes, they have a few returning artists or whatever. And it's kind of like an in-the-round acoustic thing. And, you know, sometimes they'll even have a couple backup members, band members. But it's still predominantly acoustic-based arrangements of their songs. And, they'll get up and... The first five will play the first hour or whatever, and then they'll do an intermission, and then the next five come up. I mean, it's really a cool deal.
Yeah, I mean, last year, Mitch and I, at the last minute, got some tickets to go see it, and it was really cool just to see some of those artists play in that kind of scenario, because we're talking about generally some A-list Nashville artists, you know?
Last year, there was a lot of Texas guys. A lot of Texas guys that have made the transition. A lot of Texas guys, you know, Pat, Jack,
yeah,
Corey,
Radney.
No, I'm not sorry, not Corey.
Kevin,
that's what I meant. Kevin Fowler.
No, but I mean, my special that was
Clay Walker.
That was one of the most coolest things I saw because it was before Radney Foster's Angel Flight had taken off, and it was before Miranda had released the House That Built Me,
mm-hmm.
And to get to see hear those two songs back to back. Knowing those songs because I'm a fan of Miranda.
Well, Miranda's album had just released.
Yeah, and that was awesome, you know. But this year we got contacted kind of last minute because KILT threw it together kind of last minute. It was for the past 10 years they've done an after party at Firehouse Saloon, and Marty and the guys, Tom and them, called us up and said, "Hey, you want to play it?" And I was like, "Yeah, you know, Wednesday night, let's go." Wednesday fun day. It was a college thing that's moved over. I mean, we used to have fun on Wednesday nights, so we went and played it, not really knowing anything, just thinking we're gonna have a good time. And that place was freaking slammed last night.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Big
thanks to Firehouse for thinking of us. That was a lot of fun.
We had a lot of fun.
Of course, it didn't go without any hitches or glitches.
Oh yeah.
My amp, we sound checked, everything was great, and then literally when we walk up to on stage to plug in and start playing, my amp blew. And, I mean, there was not even enough time to try to figure out what was wrong with it. I didn't, you know, being a hometown gig, I just threw my amp in. I didn't have any spare parts. We didn't have a backup amp. So luckily, we kind of MacGyvered the situation. I plugged into my bass player's cabinet. You know, messed with his EQ, played through that, and he played through the board. But
it was funny because I don't, you know, no one in the crowd knew what was going on.
No, they didn't have it.
Which was great, you know. But
I think the only person that bothered was me.
It's just it was a cool experience because it happened so last minute and it kind of took on its own little thing. Like we had a friend of ours, a sound guy, Mike Troutman. You know, just caught wind of it via Facebook and called us up and said, "Hey, I want to ride with and run sound." You know, that kind of thing. It just kind of all came together. I just didn't think it was going to be as big as that. I mean, it was a blast last night, man. Just people everywhere having a good time. You know, and basically the reason it's kind of cool is the people from KILT that went to the, you know, the people that went to the...
That put on the 10-man jam, they all were
They
there.
All came over, but all the fans, you know, if you went to 10-man jam, you got in free. So that was kind of a cool incentive or whatnot. And I just want to say something right now about the city of Houston. We're both Houston boys. I mean, Mitch was born in Oklahoma, but he's lived in Houston for the majority of his life. And
21 years.
We're not exactly known as a big music city, would you say?
No, not really. I mean, we have a lot of events, but it's not really a...
There was an unbelievable amount of really good shows going on in Houston, Texas last night. And I'm very proud as a Houstonian that there was so much good. I mean...
On a Wednesday.
I mean, you had 10-man jam, which had, you know, everybody from the band Perry to Chris Young to, you know...
Jack King and Kevin Fowler.
Right.
Sonny Sweeney.
Yeah, and then you had right down the road from them, you had... Roger Kreger playing at Pub Fiction. And up the road in 45, you had Cody Canada, Wade Bowen, Seth James, and Sean McConnell doing a... I mean, there was music everywhere. Didn't you just tell me about they had an opera singer in town, too?
Yeah, Andre Bocelli was in town last night.
What a ridiculous amount of music.
It was like, they said there was like 40,000 people at that concert, is what they said on the radio this morning.
About 500 people at ours, but close. It's a comparison. Yeah.
We're not world-renowned.
A little bit.
Prestige.
Yeah, prestige. So it's just it was, you know, rarely, most of the time Wednesday nights are acoustic nights, you know, so to get to play a full band show with a party crowd like that, a lot of dancers. I don't see a lot of dancers at our shows.
No, it was great. I mean, the crowd was awesome last night.
They were going for weird songs though, man. Like a closing time. We played a 90s cover song last night that was kind of a risk because it seemed to be a pretty country crowd. And
I think he said, "We got any 90s, you know, fans out there, or whatever." And one guy was like, "Yeah," and you're like, "The song's for you."
Oh man,
it was good.
And then you know, the Redner Hurricane guys were out.
Lee Wayne and the boys.
I think that may be why I'm feeling as bad as I'm feeling today. That's why I didn't get any sleep, because once I got home. I felt like for the last 2 hours we were there, every drink I had Red Dirt Hurricane energy drink in it. And I was buzzing big time when I got home, you know. So that was good to see them, you know. We don't see them that often, you know, since they're based out of Palestine. We're going to see them next week, too. Hey, speaking of next week, don't forget, if you're in the College Station area, we're playing the last Beer of the Year show there in Watson. It's going to be a blast.
It's going to be another Wednesday fun day.
They're in College Station. A little bit bigger of a venue, wouldn't you say?
Oh, man. you walk into the hall in Texas Hall of Fame, and it's like walking into a different world. It never ends, you know?
No.
It's huge.
Well, what freaked me out the first time we walked in there is the whole back wall is mirrors.
Yeah.
And if you're not standing in front of the mirror, it just looks like the bar just keeps freaking going.
Yeah.
I was like, when the hell does this place end? It's easily the biggest dance floor I've ever seen.
Billy Bob's.
The only time I was at Billy Bob's, though, I couldn't see the dance floor because it was a Miranda show and the chairs were all...
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm assuming that's where the dance floor is.
I'm just going to go ahead and assume.
Probably.
It's the largest honky-tonk in the world, right?
That's what they say. I did see the bull riding arena while we were there.
Oh, yeah.
I would not want to be a bull rider in that arena. That thing is tiny. There's no way of avoiding the rails when you get bucked off of that place.
I'm not sure if I want to be a bull rider in any arena.
You don't want to just one time?
No, I rode a steer. I rode a steer once when I was a little kid.
What if they like suited you up like Jackass style where you were like literally head to toe in padding? You wouldn't give it a roll? Even with like a neck guard so you won't get whiplash.
My luck is that the bull would step on, I'd get flung off, he'd crush my freaking hands. And they'd be like irreplaceable. You know what I mean? Like they couldn't do that. The surgeries couldn't even rectify the situation. And then I couldn't play guitar anymore.
You must be a guitar player, because if I'm on that bull and worried about one thing on my body getting crushed, it's probably not my hands. Probably more concerned with my manhood area.
Hey, you got a cup on.
I didn't know we were taking that into consideration.
You can't put a cup on your hands, bud.
Good point. I'll keep that. I'll absolutely keep that in mind. You know, so, you know, we last night, I mean, God, getting home at 3:30 is tough. Oh, should have turned the phone off. Wheaton calling me in the middle of the podcast. We have to get him in.
Next What's up, Wheato?
Nice, Wheato.
See you in a couple weeks. The year.
Hey, Alex. You there?
Yeah.
Say something into the mic.
What you got?
Introduce yourself right now.
This is the one, the only Alex C. Wheaton coming at you live. Get.
You're on the Riding with Rose Hill podcast right now, Alex Wheaton.
You son of a bitch.
Hey, we're not allowed to cuss on the podcast, dude.
We don't edit, Alex.
We don't edit, Alex.
Are you at Hill?
No,
I'm at my house.
Hey, no, I'm sorry. Random phone call from Alex Wheaton from the Miranda Lambert Band. Probably doing something we can't talk about on air while he's out on the road.
Anyways, you want to know what I'm really excited about? I know we've got a big show next week. An even bigger show for you and I, really.
I can't believe I forgot it.
On next Saturday, we're doing an acoustic deal with Joe Ely, like the legend, you know? So, I mean, that's something for us that's really exciting. But
do you have any requests? Because I've got mine. I don't care if I man fan it. I want to hear him sing "Me and Billy the Kid," really bad.
Yeah, I'm sure he will.
You know, because the first time I heard "Me and Billy the Kid" was not him. It was the Pat Green and Corey Morrow record, and I saw him doing it was one of those guitar tributes. You know, like you see, it was in Nashville, and he it was like, it was recent, so, you know, and Joe's an older guy, and he was just jamming ass.
Yeah, no, he does. He rocks.
Oh, man, I can't wait for that show.
So that's going to be exciting, but even more than that, man, Christmas time.
Yeah.
One of my favorite times of year.
Easily.
I love Christmas.
Easily. Now, do you still get all pumped for the presents?
Not really. I don't. It's kind of weird. I think you just, one year, it's just you don't care anymore.
Yeah.
I'm to the point now that I'm more excited about figuring out gifts to give to other people. I love watching people open presents.
Well, the reason I ask is, you know, my brother's 30 years old and would still, if we all still, went to my parents' house and slept there with our families nowadays, my brother at 30 years old would still sneak into my room and wake me up at 6 a.m. to go check and see what's in our stockings. That's not a joke.
That's hilarious.
If it wasn't considered inappropriate, he would probably go sit on Santa's lap and tell him what he wanted for Christmas.
Gotta love the spirit.
The enthusiasm. But I think you're right, too. There's something about the season, and it takes... I don't know if you can jump. It takes me a while to get into it. Because I have a November birthday guy, so I got much respect for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And I kind of hate how everybody just brushes it off. I mean, when I see shopping places putting Christmas stuff up on, you know...
Before Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Well, right after Halloween. It's like Halloween's the new Thanksgiving, whereas Thanksgiving used to be, okay, the day after Thanksgiving, everybody goes in Christmas mode. It's like, now Halloween is that day, and it pisses me off.
Yeah, everyone just kind of brushes over it. I hear you. I hear what you're saying.
But plus, because we're in Houston, it's just now getting chilly, and it's got to be cold for me to be in the Christmas spirit, or cool.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
You know, and the Christmas lights everywhere. We were driving... In a neighborhood the other last week.
On the way home from somewhere.
There was Christmas lights everywhere. This one neighborhood, I don't know if it was a part of the deed restrictions or something, but
I think you wanna know what I think it is places with young kids.
Yeah. Newer neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I mean, there wasn't one, you know, Scrooge.
Speaking of, are you lighting up your house? I don't see that happening.
Do you know how lazy I am? I am, because I get kids. But I'm doing it I did the first year we were doing that house.
Are you going to do yard ornaments and not put lights on the house?
No. We had that back fence that's on the lake. So I just kind of put Christmas lights on the little rod fence.
That's not even Christmassy. if that was my house, I'd have lights out there anyways. That's just festive. Well,
let me defend myself. Here's what we do. We'll do the tree in the front yard.
Yeah.
We'll do the doorway. We'll border the garage, and then we'll do the back fence. The reason is I don't have a ladder. You've seen my house. I don't have a ladder that can get up that high, and the roof is at such a sharp angle. We did it the first year.
Pitch is pretty steep.
And me and Bill the Butcher almost fell to our doom. I mean,
I've fallen off a roof before.
Let me just tell any Rose Hill fans listening to the podcast, I don't have a fear of spiders. I don't even really have a fear of snakes. I don't have claustrophobia, but I have a terrible fear of heights. You will never see this dude bungee jumping, mountain climbing, or skydiving. Literally frozen. I'm one of those people that freezes up and my body can't move. That's how terrified I am of heights. So no, I will do anything 10 feet or below will be lit at my house.
And just for y'all that don't know, I am the complete opposite.
Yeah, that's true.
So
that's true. I mean,
you'll find that Blake and I have many differences.
Mitch is like the kid in the song. I think it's a... Well,
it's a Guy Clark.
Yeah, it's a guy. It's a guy. Mitch always trusts his cape. That just know that. You never jump off any roofs, though. Not that I know of. On purpose.
Not lately.
So that brings up something. We want to know what you guys think. I mean, what's your favorite part about Christmas time? I mean, my favorite part just has to be... It's the one time of year where everybody... And I'm going to just say it. Everybody's less of an asshole this time of year. You know what I'm saying? And it's like if you could embody what Christmas means and put it throughout the year, I think it'd be a nicer place to live, you know? Just because everybody gets caught up in their own BS. And I'm guilty of it. I'm sure you are too throughout the year. Because we live in a pretty selfish society these days. And I think Christmas time is the one time of the year where, like you said, you're more excited these days to buy gifts for other people and see their reaction when they open it. And I think it's a general consensus for a lot of people. So that's what, at least that's my take. So Mitch, your favorite part, whenever you're ready. I hope I just didn't steal your favorite part.
No, you didn't. I mean, it's like the time of year. I mean, the same thing. It's just the spirits in the air, you know?
Oh yeah. So y'all tell us what y'all's favorite part is. And we'll do another podcast between now and Christmas. And we'll let you know how next week's Wednesday Fun Day goes. And if you were at the show and are listening to the podcast, hit us up too. We'd love to see what you guys thought because we just had a blast. We kind of got lost in the fun. And, you know, let us know what you thought. We're Rose Hill.
And we're out.
Guys, thanks for listening to the Riding with Rose Hill podcast, coming to you from the hill here in Cypress, Texas.
And don't forget, if you like what you heard, this is a weekly podcast where we'll be discussing all sorts of issues. Don't forget to tell your friends.
They can find us www.rosehill-live.com. And please, keep sending in your topics on the Facebook page. We'd love to hear from you.
And don't forget to support your local live musicians.